what person Kuf Yud. Al Tashav Oven, the Mishabor, the Hisnatal of Anatha, Im Emes, Im Sheker. You shouldn't hold the Taino in Oven. A person comes to excuse himself, to rest, explain himself. Im Emes, Im Sheker. So the Rosh seems to be saying, even if the person's coming and saying something, you know that the answer he's giving, the reason why I did this is because of and that was not a valid, that was not really the reason why he did it. He's coming to say, I didn't mean to make you feel bad, I was just trying to. Well, you know it's not true. You shouldn't hold a pine on him, you should be meichel him. Al-Tashav Abel Mishabo, Yisheyobel Yisnatzel Ofanecho, Inemesi Meshach. So, one of the before Shem on the Rosh says, we're not talking about a person who's stomped just doing it for fun. He's coming, he feels bad, he did something wrong. He obviously would like to, in some way, rectify what he did wrong. But he wants to come and say, he has something to say, so he comes up with something to say which is not true. But you do see an indication of a care and a concern that he feels bad about what he did. So instead of sitting there and being a sarcastic with him and proving to him why it's not a good excuse, and therefore he has no good rationalization, accept the fact that he does care enough that he wants to come and apologize, and accept it and move on. A few machshavas just in the world of the idea of this concept of the person coming and asking himself on the side of the meichel, on the side of the mevakesh. Sometimes it's hard, the person does something wrong, it's hard to come and ask Nechila. One time said, you know, you should, if there's somebody you should really think there's something wrong to, and you want to ask Nechila, but you feel uncomfortable asking, you can wait till you have Erev Yom Kippur. In the context of Erev Yom Kippur, it's a little bit easier to come and ask, you know, you don't just get, it wasn't like, right, and under those circumstances, it's Erev Yom Kippur ready, people are in a better, easier mood to be Michael. They have the Pacha Yamadin, they want to ask him for the Baruch HaMechila, so they say they should work all the people also. The Ruach is a Ruach of moving on. And under those circumstances, it's easier to ask. That's number one. Number two, the same as the Chosin, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Rishon Salanter. If a person doesn't know what you did, so you spoke Chosin Har about the guy. He doesn't know that you spoke Chosin Har about him. Right, so the Chavetz Chaim paskins that you have to inform him what you did, and then ask Mechila. Says, you know what? I got up in front of 15 people and I made a total fool out of you. Please be Mechila. Right, so Rishon Salanter said disagreed. He said, but at the same time, while you're doing that, you're remembering Nos Devorim and making him feel bad. You know, he says, oh no, he feels great. You know, I just found out that you spoke with an article of him in front of the whole dining room. You know, like, you know. He feels wonderful. So it's very nice that you ask Mechila. You're a good tzaddik, you ask him Mechila. You know, but you're making the guy feel terrible, so you can't. So it's enough to say, if there's something wrong, please be more. I once asked my rabbi the following question, you know, this Erev Yom Kippur system. So, the idea of Mechila is the person had a pain, etc., whatever it is. And he said, even though you pain me X, Y, and Z, but I'm Mechila anyway. Well, let's say I forgot the whole ma'isa. I don't remember any more of the details. I said, you know what, ma'isa? That's not really, of course, not really a mechila. He's not really focusing on what happened. She doesn't, he wakes up and says, oh, that's what he meant. Right, I'm not getting ma'isa. So the telling thing, you don't remember the details of the ma'isa. You don't remember what you felt like. Well, doctor is a mechila. So he said, you wait till later and the person comes out of your chip, or the person comes to the time of death. Maybe real mechila is the person supposed to think back and really start to think about how he felt. And he said, I really felt terrible, but you know what, I'll be mechila you anyway. But just say something to say, you know, just whatever, you know what, it's behind me, is that sufficient? Saying it's behind me is sufficient. He said, yes. Saying behind me it's sufficient. And really meaning it. They say, Maisa with Immersia, that there was, like any Adam Godel, as much as you can't picture it, but Immersia, there's people who decided that, you know, to have pinas and make complaints and make publicly their claims against them, etc. There was one such individual who did that. And eventually came to Moshe for help. And Moshe gave it to him. Somebody asked him, do you know, how can you do that? He says, what do you mean? Erev Yom Kippur, I got up and I said I was Moshe. So I'm Moshe. So I mean, mechila is a true, it's a real maisa. That I mean, a maisa from the regal afiyam that somebody one time came and asked the mechila, and he said, "Come back in 2 weeks." He says, "Well, you know, I figured, you know, you asked me, so you get mechila." He didn't expect. He says, "Come back." He says, "He's like, Arivei." Came back 2 weeks later, and he said, "I'm mechila." He says, "So why did the Rebbe say right away?" He says, "Well, you think mechila is not a joke? I learned what's so special for 2 weeks to work on myself. I should really totally remove any claims I have against you." And I brought it in. I feel right now that I worked on myself for 2 weeks. I was able to talk and remove any claim, any feeling of pain that I have against you. Now I can tell you the truthfully that I'm oichel you. But some say I'm oichel when it's not true. You know, the law says you shouldn't be absorbed milimkli. You should talk and be oichel. You shouldn't refuse. But you have to mean it. So that's the person has to put it. There's putting any context. It's not, you know, in my whole life, how important is it? Will I really bother this much? A few weeks from now, you know, whatever the way you're going to do it, you have to talk to do it. You can't just say it. Rirchum says, what is the talk of this? It's this nature we have in prison. Someone has to say, it's the Gornis, don't worry about it. We know it's not Gornis. Why did I say it? He says, it comes from a Mita Taiva. It doesn't come from a Mita Taiva. The person in his end, the Mavakish, wants to come and express and let out his feelings. And hopefully when he does and he shows how really serious he is, you'll talk really with Michael then. So you cut him off and say, no, don't you dare give you this. I'm going to let you stay with your favorites, whatever, you know. That's basically what you've done to the guy. I'm not ready to hear the whole story. And I just say, cut you off. I told him he's sorry. It's fine. I really wasn't Michael. So that's not like a Gavaldi Gamayla. Right? But he spoke about the deal that it's embarrassing sometimes to admit how these little things bother us. You know, the nature of these little things do bother us. And many of these things talk are little things. So instead of admitting it, and allowing, you know, I really did feel bad, and I'm happy to hear you want to explain. Let me explain it to me. I'm happy to hear. The way the Rambam learns the mitzvah, where the Ramban of Kumash learns like that, and the Rambam and Sefer Yad learns like that, because also it's talking about the mitzvah techov, giving a person review if he did something wrong. But the pasuk shot in the pasuk, the way they learn, the Rambam brings Chazal's drush as a second shot. The pshat is, somebody did something wrong to me. Ask him. You know, it seems to me that you did something wrong. Can you explain to me why you did it? Maybe have a good reason why you did it. Discuss it with him. Have a debate with him. Discuss it with him. Well, don't hold an aveira on his head. Don't hold an aveira hanging over a sword over his head. Don't hang this case on top of him. Let him give an excuse. Let him talk to you. But sometimes he's not going to, he's uncomfortable to come. You people say it. Let him. Now, the Rambam says, if you want to be moichel without doing it, don't say, hey, but it's a hole in your heart, a complaint, discuss it. You know, there's so many things that they would have clarified immediately. Why did you do that? Why didn't you invite me? I didn't invite you? I forgot. Ah, come on. I'm serious. You know, maybe, if you give a person a chance to explain, many things would be clarified. Rambam says, don't wait. That's what Ramban and Chumash was shot in that mitzvah. You should ask. You should allow ask the person why he did it. The Rosh says, "Al tashon oven the bishabal the heat not to lufanecha." He never seems shaker. Most people believe that they're good people. And most people believe that they have a good reason for doing what they're doing. Sometimes, objectively, they're not good reasons. When a person comes with this sheker, finally, you believe it's sheker. So maybe Taka is sheker. But maybe, in his mind, it's not sheker. In his mind, he believes he has a good reason. There's a verse tells the Rav, the Shir Das. He says, so Yaakov says to Lavan, and he says, Rochel b'tzatzan. Rashi says, listen, I want to marry your daughter Rochel. I just say Rachel, so you'll take the girl from the shuk and say Rachel. I gave you Rachel. So he said, no, Bitzel. I want Bitzel, your daughter. He says, maybe we'll switch Leah and Rachel. So Haktana. I mean, Lavan was a Rama. He couldn't care less. What's he trying to accomplish? He says, Lavan, in his mind, was a good person. He believed he was a good person. If you can corner Lavan to the point that he realizes he's doing something bad, he wouldn't do it. He says, even Lavan says, I mean, made up this. I'm going to go connect to the upmach. So he came back to the Muslim and said, what can I do? Menachem Malkim. I can't give this to you. I'm not a bad person. Menachem Malkim. But if there's no excuse, a person knows it, you strip away all the excuses from the person, he wouldn't do it. Most people do not believe that they're bad people. People want to be good people. They have excuses. You know, you read the stories about, you know, these criminals who said, you know, they had good reasons why they did it. Everybody has a... When we come to rationalizations, we're guarding it. We're guarding it, for ourselves, for sure. Somebody from the outside says, you know, well, who are you fooling? But we believe that. So he comes and says, I'm telling you, this is why I did it. Maybe Tucker really means it. Maybe Tucker really believes that that's the reason. You look at him, you look at the guy, what planet did you fall off of? But, you know, we look the same way. We do the same thing. We come up with these reasons why I can't just, you know, or I could just, but... So, you know, could be the part of the Kula Rosh is saying, if he comes, even if you think it's Sheker, but you don't know how he perceives it. So, listen, he's coming, he believes he has a reason why he did it. He's giving an excuse why he did it. Accept it. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm happy that you feel bad, thank you very much, or, you know, I appreciate the fact that you came to try and explain. And let's move on. So a person should, that ability on our part to be larger than what was behind us, and to move on, and to say, I have no time other than you, and really mean it. But it means we have to be bigger people. We have to be little people get stuck in these things. I don't know about it. Each generation has their challenges. I think our generation still has a challenge also, but we don't want to admit it. Because in Europe there was a mythical called Bereges. Yiddish, something called Bereges. Bereges, you know, Bereges, you know, Bereges means you're angry. Bereges ripped families apart. You know, Bereges was an excuse to say, yeah, you did, one time you did something wrong, I'm Bereges the type, you know, I don't have kindness in you. You know, I was talking to my Schwieger about it, or Stettel, she grew up in the Stettel in Europe, you know. There's people who talk to each other for 40 years. Bereiges. What happened? Who knows what happened? She says, believe it, a lot of the mice were quite excited. It's Bereiges. Nowadays, we would at least be embarrassed to do that. And you think, most times, you'd be embarrassed to do that. They have their challenges. They have the Musig of COVID and the Musig of America is less into COVID. So mainly, you know, Bereiges doesn't count. But deep down, these things do hurt, and we have to admit to ourselves that they bother us. We have to admit to ourselves they bother us, and we have to work on ourselves to remove them. And that's, you know, Yelapen was being honest. He said, you know, deep down, maybe it does bother me, but I don't want it to bother me. So I'll work on myself that it shouldn't bother me. I'll work on myself to move on with life. And the person Parker does that. At the end of the day, the person who won was you. Because there's a limited amount of space in your heart. You want to keep that space in your heart for good things. And walking around with the pain and the time on somebody is not a good thing to keep you. It takes a lot of space in your heart and your mind, which it's not worth it. You'll be a happier person. You're able to move beyond this thing. And your own time is that you're happy. The symptom you have of relieving yourself from that is phenomenal. And for Baruch Hu, look down, obviously, Midi-Fag-A-Midi, if he's able to do that, it's phenomenal thing. Look what he's able to do. He's able to get, I shouldn't be Michael either. The version of the Michael also doesn't.